Now, reaction to PG&E's bankruptcy filing yesterday from a state lawmaker who represents much of the Northern California area devastated by wildfires in 2017. Democratic Senator Bill Dodd also authored last year's wildfire liability law that sought to stabilize PG&E's finances and avoid bankruptcy. He originally favored a change in liability law backed by PG&E and former Governor Jerry Brown. That proposal would have absolved the utility of liability for wildfires started by its electrical equipment, as long as it acted responsibly. Dodd spoke with Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler.
You were initially, at least, receptive to some of PG&E's arguments about this change in liability law. I'm wondering if the utility, with some of its public statements, some of the news articles that have come out criticizing its safety record, whether the utility lost you along the way.
What I was trying to do last summer was focus on victims and focus on ratepayers, and by association, that helped PG&E. You can't help ratepayers and victims without a strong, financially viable utility. It's impossible. Later, when I heard that they had falsified records on their gas transmission line that they have to submit to the California Public Utilities Commission, particularly after what happened with the San Bruno pipeline explosion. When I heard that, I just really was shaken, and I just know in my heart of hearts that we need to have a change in management, which we've had some, and we need to have a change in the boardroom. The idea that there are still five or six directors of PG&E, who are paid handsomely, by the way, that were directors when the gas pipeline explosion happened in San Bruno, is unconscionable. And I think, really, until they replace those positions with directors that have a culture of safety going forward in mind, they're never going to get ahead of this dangerous situation they put us all in California.
One of the questions that listeners have asked us with the greatest frequency in recent weeks is what PG&E should look like exiting bankruptcy, and specifically whether there should continue to be investor-owned utilities that can sometimes put profits over safety, or at least that is a perception that is out there of PG&E, or whether it's time for there to be publicly owned utilities statewide, similar to the Sacramento Municipal Utility District and the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, I'm open to any suggestions at this point in time on how we can do a better job of making our grid safe. Let's just say we had the ability overnight to change PG&E to a public utility. Now, the public, all the taxpayers of the state of California, would be responsible for the entire PG&E electrical grid, which we already know is substandard and overall unsafe. I'm just not there to make that change and shift the risk to the taxpayers at this point in time. I think what we need to do is to have more regulatory authority given to the CPUC so they can do a better job, not just audit what PG&E tells them, but do a better job giving oversight to make sure that what they're doing is producing results, which is a safe, resilient electrical grid.
That is Democratic State Senator Bill Dodd, who represents much of the Northern California area that was devastated by wildfires in 2017, discussing PG&E's bankruptcy and its possible future with Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler.